from KQED.
California's so-called parent trigger law is proving difficult for parents to trigger. A group that petitioned for a charter takeover of an elementary school in Compton Unified is stuck in a protracted court battle. And today in Sacramento, the Assembly's Education Committee takes up a bill that would shift the final say on school overhauls to school boards. Education reporter Anna Tentakulis has more.
The parent trigger measure gives moms and dads the power to turn around failing schools, from converting a campus into a charter school to firing the principal and teachers. A majority of parents have to sign a petition and agree to a turnaround method. But a new assembly bill proposed today by Santa Monica Assemblywoman Julia Brownlee would give school boards ultimate control over what kind of turnaround is put into action.
The purpose is not to watered down, to take away, any of that. I think it is all about supporting the original objective of the parent trigger and making sure that it's a fair and transparent and productive process.
Critics say Brownlee's bill is a backdoor attempt to undermine what parents want for their children's education. Ben Austin is with Parent Revolution, the group at the center of California's first ever parent trigger case at McKinley Elementary in Compton.
What these battles really boil down to is how much control will parents get over the education of their own kids. And most of these battles are about the other side trying to nitpick the law and have it die of 1,000 paper cuts.
This measure is just one of a number of issues keeping the parent trigger law in limbo. The Compton case is held up in Los Angeles Superior Court over claims the petition to overhaul McKinley is invalid, and the State Board of Education is still grappling with the implementation of the law. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.